We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top, beginning of a line on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're trying to figure out who is our Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't stem with either one, the Gemara says. Zachti Mar La'olam Rabbi Shmuel. It's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that you only chayv a carbon oil of a yared by a shvua only to Lahaba, not L'Sha'ava. So what do you do with the Mishnah? La'olam Rabbi Shmuel, v'chilo mechayv Rabbi Shmuel L'Sha'ava a carbon. Aval Malkis, chayuv mechayv. You are chayv Malkis. And like Rashi explains, umasnisim bemezid kamayri umalkus. Our Mishnah talk about a case of Malkus. Now you're going to have to start figuring out the rest of the cases how it's chayv Malkus. We'll have to see a little bit on Daf Dalet. But we're saying like this: the case of Shvuah Shtayim Shem Arba is referring to Mezid, and by Mezid you get Malkus. So by Mezid you get Malkus, and that's the halacha that we're referring to in Shtayim Shem Arba. So Shem's Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel holds you not chayv a carbon l'shava, but you are chayv Malkus. Uked the Rava, Dama Rava, Fair Shrips of Torah, Shvuah Sheker, Dumi the Shvuah Shav. So we have to explain this, like Rashi explains, like this. Be'etzem, how do you know a shvuah is chayiv malchus in the first place? L'chayra, a little bit, it's a lav shame by ma'isa, so we did a shvuah. So he has a little bit of mesechus malchus, but there's a drasha from Rava in the third parak that says you get a malchus on shvuah shav. Shvuah shav means that I make a shvuah about a certain pole that's a wooden beam. I say, you know, that beam is zav, it's gold. Shvuah shav, because you're making up a story. So you chayiv malchus. How are you chayiv malchus? Because the pasuk says lo yinaka Hashem, and it's really a pasuk in the Aseres Hadibris that lo yinaka Hashem. Someone who says a shvuah shav, and the diak is lo yinaka Hashem. But Bezdin will be menaka that once you see there is a chayiv malchus for someone who makes a shvuah shav. The lashon of the pasuk is lo yisisa Hashem Hashem alekecha lashav. And the Gemara darshins, ki lo yinaka Hashem, Hashem would lo yinaka, but bez the malkanoisa. So you get malkus on shvuah shav. Now shvuah shav is always a type of shvuah which is similar to shava. What's the similarity? The similarity is that immediately when you say the shvuah, you are over the iser. So Zokt Rava also, that just like shvuah shav has malkus, the same thing as shvuah sheker l'sha'avar, I said I ate some yesterday, I didn't eat some yesterday, also has a chi of carbon. So Gavaldik was saying that the Shtayim Shemarva, the Arba, that was the two, the Al-Shava, are Chayiv Malkus, and the Mishnah is referring to Malkus. And what's assuming now, Lahaba is also Chayiv Malkus, which will be a strictly problem, because Lahaba is not learned to have Shvuah Shav. Because that, still, when you make the Shvuah, nothing happened yet. You still got to eat something or not eat something in order to facilitate the Malkus. So let's see the Gemara. And chayv malchus av sheker nam l'shavar. So afraid the Gemara bishlama now the shtayim that's lahabah bishlama chalti v'loy chalti. If you is taking talking about l'shavar, could the rava? It's good, but shloy oichal and va'ochal nami is also good. Why? Because if I make a shua in the future, I'm not going to eat cake, and I ate cake, I did a maisa, I ate cake. Ochanami, lav yish a maisu. Elo oichav lo yochal. Amai lav shem be maisu. L'chara, a case, a guy makes a shua, I'm going to eat. Broccoli today, and I don't eat it. L'chara, I didn't do a maisa, I just didn't eat broccoli. So where's my maisa? Hak abhi chayv malkus. Elo oichav lo yochal. Amai lav shem be maisu. So hak yisei ar mishtunga malkus, and shtayim shem arba. Which we understand the tula sha'abar chayim malchus with lahaba. There's certain cases, lav shem ma'isa. In a case where I say I'm going to eat something, I didn't eat it. And for the Gemara, Ksav Rabbi Shmuel, lav shem ma'isa, like a law. Must be Rabbi Shmuel holds the lav shem ma'isa, you get malchus. For the Gemara, if that's the case, then we know that Rabbi Yechon always passes a stam mishnah. So come out, our stam mishnah is a stam mishnah, the lav shem ma'isa, like a law. Go out, walk, I'm just doing a malchus. We have no other way to do my mishnah, doing a malchus. And it says, chayim malchus, even Lahaba, which is a case where I said I'm going to eat something, I didn't eat something. So you see, lav shem ma'isa loikin love. And that would mean he would hold the lav shem ma'isa loikin love, lav that doesn't have a ma'isa to get malchus. But itma we learned, also mustakl malchus, we had this. So makes a shvuah he's going to eat this piece of cake today. But and the day passed, he didn't eat it. They both agree any loika for different reasons. Rabbi Yechonam any loika why? Because lav shem ma'isa v'chol lav shem ma'isa any loika love. Rabbi Yechonam any loika why? Because asura sofiki. Because when he makes the shvuah, you're not sure he's going to be over. So asura sofiki. Asura sofiki loishma asra. But you see clearly, Rav Yochanan holds what? Lav she'im b'maisa, ain't loikin alav. So how could it be? There's tam mishnah that you loikin alav, and he's saying ain't loikin alav. Someone says that wouldn't be a kasha. Rav Yochanan stoma achrin ashkach. Rav Yochanan found a different stoma that says not like our mishnah, and says lav she'im b'maisa, ain't loikin alav, and that's how he's going like. Hey, stama. Which stama we're talking about? So now we're going to discussion, looking for a stam mishnah, a lav she'im b'maisa. Just to make sure we have everything clear, is that we said stam mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel. You're not chayav a car, but then we're talking about malchus, and you chayav malchus on all four shvois. The two shvois l'sha'avar you chayav quite similar to shvua shav. And la'aba, if I say I'm not going to eat it and I go eat it, that's a maisa. If I say I'm going to eat it and I don't eat it, so where's the maisa? He holds lav she'im b'maisa like in love. So where does Rabbi Yechanan have a right to paskin that not Malkus? He has to have a different stomach. Where's the stomach? Hey stomach. Ilayim hai stomach. The Tanaim learned in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Mestechlis Malkus. Aval ha-moyser betar. Someone who leaves over noyser. Betar means even a tar, like Rashi speaks out. Even if a carbon's tar. And he leaves noyser. And a case where a shoyve breaks a bone of a carbon Pesach. Betar may any like runga Malkus. Any like as abom. We live from the pasuk boy. The dafka b'kosher is there a lav of breaking a bone for the apostle. Avla ma'aser b'tar, my time. Why don't you get malchus? What's the reason? Lav mishum to have a lav shem b'maisa. Because lav shem b'maisa in loikalav. You know what the reason is? Because lav shem b'maisa and every lav shem b'maisa in loikalav. So zokt the gemara that Rav Yochanan has a stam mishum mesechus malchus. That says clearly, noiser you don't get malchus for. Why don't you get malchus for noiser? Because it's a lav shem b'maisa, didn't do a maisa, left it over by itself. So, Frey Tigmar, is that the only reason you can think of why noiser is not chay malchus? Maybe it's a different reason. Umay, the Rabbi Yaakov Yidom, a lav shem b'maisa, in loikolov, duma, our mishnah there in Mestechus Malchus is Rabbi Yehudi. Umashum, the ba cost of the nasei achaloisase. Maybe there your reason why you are part of a malchus is because a lav hanitik la'asei, which means there's certain averis that has a asei that can take off the malchus. For example, noiser, you could burn it, do the mitzvah sase of burning it, and you'll be yotza in the malchus, get off the malchus. Maybe the rabbi would be mushum the balkas would not say achalay sase halav achilach you would have got malchus. Tanya looked at the bright so let's see menu ad baker, and the pasuk goes further. I knew seremi menu ad baker beis yisrofu. Whatever you leave over from the carbon that passed the time allowed to eat it, you burn it. Balkas would not say achalay sase. The pasuk gives us I say after loy sase loymar she ain't loyker lav. Teaching us that you don't get malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also says, "Lav nitik lasei." Rabbi Yaakov Emor loy menashem hazeh, huzeh elam shunda lav shem b'maisa. But he also says, "Lav shem b'maisa, lav shem b'maisa ain't loykin alav." So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is asking that there's no stam mishnah. That's stam mishnah mistechus malchus because maybe the reason is there because lav nitik lasei. So it's back shver. If our mishnah is going to Rabbi Shmuel and saying get malchus, I lav shem b'maisa, we're telling you lav shem b'maisa loikin alav. So chare to stam mishnah, you get malchus. So why don't Rabbi Yechon pass like a stam mishnah? Why don't Rabbi Yechon say, but a case of shvuah, you don't get malchus because lav shem b'maisa, the stam mishnah, you do get malchus. So the Gemara l'hai stam eshkach. He found the stam mishnah later on in this mesechta, on I think it's the Dafkav Zayin on Beis, in this mesechta, in the third parak, yeah, in the Dafkav Zayin on Beis, that it says shvuah loy oichel kikar zu. If someone makes a shvuah, I'm not going to eat this piece of challah. And then he says again, shvuah loy oichel, shvuah I'm not going to eat it. So v'ochla, and here ain't a chayiv on top of davdalad, ain't a chayiv ala achas. You only chayiv one. You're not chayiv two. Why? Because the second shvuah is not chal. It's mushpa v'oimid. It's already had a shvuah. Ain't shvuah chal ala shvuah, and the second shvuah is nothing. Only chayiv one. And it says in that mission like this, Zuhi Shvuas Bitui, this is a type of Shvuas Bitui, Shechayovim al Zadoyna Makas, that on the Mazi Dichayiv Makas, Vashigas al carbon, oil of Yerid, and on Shay Yichayiv carbon Yerid, and we'll come into mind something, Zuhi Dichayiv al Zadoyna Makas. Only this case, Dichayiv Makas. You know why? Because I said I'm not going to eat it, and I did a Maisa by eating it. Aval Oichel, if you say you're going to eat something, Vloy Ochal, Loy Loki. So therefore, you have a Stam Mishnah clearly that Zuhi, that only this has malchus, but not a lav she'im b'maisa. So this is Rav Yechanan's stama. That is here you see klar the lav she'im b'maisa ain loikin alav. Breiti gemara kasham mechti high stama mechti high stama v'hai stama. They're both a stam mishnah. If Aaron mishnah is going according to Rav Shmuel, we're saying it means malchus. In the case of lahaba, it says it means malchus. So our Mishnah is a stoma, and the Mishnah of Chav Zayin Beis, the third paragraph is a stoma. My chazi, the Ovi Kai Stoma, why would Rabbi Yochanan say this stam is better than the stam? Lavi Kai Stoma. Pray to Gemara, Vil Tamech, you ask me that kasha, I'll tell kasha. Rabbi Gufa, Hekisosim Lohacha Hachi, how could Rabbi himself make a stam mishnah in the Daf Beis that lav she'in by Maisa loikin Allah? Vahachi, Vahachi, and on Daf Chavzaino in Beis, the third parak, he says him that you don't get Malkus. So in Rabbi itself, it's Shver. So I'll tell you, it's not Shver. El Mikara Sova, Lav She'im B'Maisi Loike Lov. Beginning, he held, Lav She'im B'Maisi, you do get Malkus. And that's how he said Pshat and Daf Beis. V'Sosma, he said, Stam. V'Hoda Sova, afterwards, he changed his mind. Ain't Loike Lov, that you don't get Malkus. V'Sosma, and he said, Stam. And Rabbi Yechi goes like the second one, like the Chazar. So why do we keep the first Mishnah? And the first Mishnah didn't move out of its place. Why didn't it move out of its place? The reason is because since the Talmidim already learned this Mishnah and all the Dairis, we don't want to make them confused and forget it. And therefore, they had it left it on the Seder. Batsam, he's Chayzer. But you don't want to start confusing people, and therefore, you left the Mishnah exactly where it is. That's where they left the Mishnah where it is. And that's the Pshat. Where we have the two stomas. So the bottom line is like this. Right now, if we stop right here, that we're going like Rabbi Shmuel holds that you get Malkus on a Lav Shem and Maisa, and therefore our mission is going to Rabbi Shmuel. And Shtayim Shem Arba of Shavuos is that if you do it amazing, you get Malkus in all four combinations. Both L'Shav are similar to Shav, and L'Habo, one of them is actually a Maisa, one is not a Maisa, but either way he holds Lav Shem Maisa like a love, and therefore they're all Lavim, and you get Malkus on everything, even Lav Shein by Maisa. So that's where we're holding, and the whole Mishnah is talking about Malkus. And now we have to discuss how does that stem with all the other cases in the Mishnah to see if you get Malkus in other cases in the Mishnah.